Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Bill Field in on Akaushi cattle. Back with Bill in just a moment. Neighbors, university researchers conclude that parasite-controlling cowherds improves returns by $201 per head. Get your share by treating cows and calves with Ivomec brand products. Simply purchase and use an Ivomec brand product this spring. If the improved average calf weaning weight in the fall does not cover your product cost, Mariel will make it right. That's the Ivomec Challenge. For details, ask your animal health supplier or visit Ivomec.com.
Griswold Cattle GCC Genetics Grass to Grid 2010 sale is coming up Saturday, April 10th in Follett, Texas, just west of Woodward, Oklahoma. Selling 200 bulls, including Angus, Maine Angus, and Sim Angus. To request a sale catalog, just call toll-free 1-800-975-6313. That's 1-800-975-6313. Or go to CollinsCattleServices.com. It's Saturday, April 10th, the Griswold Cattle Grass to Grid sale in Follett, Texas.
This week we've been visiting with Bill Fielding, who's with Heart Brand Beef. They're the ones that are marketing Akaushi beef at the retail level, both the grocery stores as well as to select restaurants. He says it tastes unbelievably good and that it has healthful benefits and to help producers come up with a better carcass along the way. Almost too good to be true, it seems. We asked Bill Fielding where he sees this particular effort to market Akaushi going.
So where do you see this going? In other words, what's the logical or your goal, I guess?
I've got sort of a 10-year time frame that I hope we can be in. I know this sounds maybe ridiculous, but in 10 to maybe even up to 20% of the genetics in the U.S. Will be an F1 product from Akaushi cattle. I can't see any reason why it shouldn't happen. We can pay a $100 premium for cattle because of the benefits of it. We know there's close to $200 better efficiency, and it doesn't make any difference whether we're comparing it to Angus or Brahma or Beefmaster or Limousine or any of the other breeds. I would challenge any of them. We have the numbers, so it's not a hope and a prayer. We've spent the last 10, 12 years doing all this, and I've just gotten involved in the last year and a half to 2 years. But I've done a tremendous amount of research with people that have been working with these cattle, old 100-year-old ranches that, you know, would always think nothing's better than what they had. Mm-hmm. And they've had great results with first-time heifers. We have small calves, but the calves then pop and do really, really well. We've got the feed yard results. We've got the packing results. So every piece of the puzzle. You know, for so many years, people would come to us at Excel and say, well, we've got perfect cattle, and it's going to improve your yields and everything else. There was always, always something that was a negative. We've brought in a lot of people that know way, way more than I'd ever hoped to know, and we so far have not found any issues. So, and it makes sense because these red cattle, billions of dollars have been spent in Japan on improving these genetics. And still today, they have somewhere around 30, 40 scientists on a full-time basis that do nothing but continue to make small, small improvements. And so unlike in the U.S. where almost everybody's doing their own thing, for these red cattle, and I've been all over the world, I've never seen it done like this anywhere else in the world, they've had for the last 60 to 100 years a concentrated effort to accomplish and this is the result.
Bill Fielding hoping it's going to be a win-win as he helps bring Akaushi cattle to the American beef herd. You've got the Beef Buzzer on.
For over 116 years, W.B. Johnson Grain Company has had a simple philosophy: focus on the farmer. Staying true to this tradition, W.B. Johnson Grain has opened in excess of 4 million bushels of additional space to accommodate the needs of our customers for this year's wheat harvest. As a company, Johnson's goal is to listen and respond to what farmers are telling us. That's why we are continually striving to provide the best service possible to aid in the success of our customers by meeting their storage needs. To learn more, call Johnson's at 580-233-5800.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.